It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West lost his cool at a Ralph Lauren event in New York after a reporter from Entertainment Tonight asked him about his wife, Kim Kardashian, and actor Tyson Beckford being gay. Remember that Kim got mad at him or something and said something about him not really being into women? So Kanye threatened to leave immediately if the reporter was not taken out of the event.
Let me show you. Do you want to do that?
Okay, why does everybody gotta be little divas?
Yeah, he was like, she has to leave or I'm leaving.
No, I'm not playing.
They kicked her out. Hunky Zac Efron, our Disney bae, reportedly had a fling with Mel B.
What?
The 43-year-old former Spice Girl flirted with 30-year-old Efron via a dating app. This led to some flirty texts before they actually hooked up. Shortly after the split from her ex-hubby, Steven Belafonte, the two stars enjoyed a night of passion at her L.A. home. A source said he ended up driving over to her pad. They hit it off, spent a few hours together. But despite their chemistry, it's reported that they were just happy with a one-night fling. They, weren't exactly, like, trying to have a relationship. Their minds didn't necessarily meet in that super special way.
They didn't see that way. Now listen, you probably wouldn't answer this or Live the Web Girl wouldn't, but as a guy, I would love to flip pancakes with of the Spice Girls. My initial crush was Baby Spice, but I think Scary Spice would be the best.
Scary Spice?
Yes.
It is almost Halloween.
She's a little cray cray.
And the fashion duo of Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn have announced that they are leaving Project Runway after 16 seasons to develop a new project for Amazon Studios. Describing a relationship with Gunn as like a husband and wife, she said the Project Runway was our baby, and our baby is 16 years old now. Our baby can walk, and it's going to walk by itself. We love our baby. We love our baby, and we wish our baby good luck, but now we're ready to pop out a new one. Gunn added that although the two are onto their next project, they end on good terms with their former bosses at Lifetime, where Project Runway has been for the last 11 seasons. The duo says that the exit from Project Runway started immediately. As for the currently untitled show coming on Amazon, Klum said that the new venture will feature global fashion and designers rather than focusing on just the United States. Also, it's going to have an interactive element where viewers will be able to buy the clothes designed on the show through the Amazon fashion store. Isn't that kind of cool?
That's pretty cool.
Yep. And Post Malone, it's like he's in Final Destination, the movie.
Oh, I'm worried about him. Really.
He walked away not hurt after a car crash on Friday. He was the passenger in his Rolls Royce around 2:40 in the morning when a small SUV T-boned him on the driver's side. Moments after the crash, Post said that the SUV hit him out of nowhere, causing the Royce to spin out of control. There were no drugs or alcohol that played a role in the crash. It comes 17 days after his private jet blew two tires after takeoff and seemingly circled for hours to burn fuel before making an emergency landing. He said afterward he was thrilled to be alive, and he said, "God must hate me, LOL."
He obviously, something's going on with Post Malone.
Hilarious.
We need to put that guy in a bubble, like Bubble Malone. Something.
Yeah, Bubble Malone.
Something bad is going to happen. I mean, that's, like you said, Final Destination style right there. Thank you so much, Alex.